It's time to catch up with our boys from Kickback Rakaz. Dan and Pete, they can't be with us physically in the studio because of lockdown situations and isolation, but modern technology means we can get them here on the phone. Dan, Pete, welcome. Hello.
Thanks, Bilko. How are you, Bilko?
Mate, we are surviving here just like you guys. And, I tell you what, Pete, love the unshaven look. Anyone who's seen your videos will realise, Pete looked like a bush ranger. Now you actually look like a human, mate. It's good.
Yeah. I had to get it off. It was starting to really irritate me. Like, you wash it every day, but it was getting itchy and gave me a rotten night's sleep. So I said to Dan, it's got to go, dude. It's going. And he's like, yeah, no worries. So, yeah, it's gone and I'm clean, fresh shaven now.
Yeah, do you think that might scare the ghost, though? I mean, they're used to you being in one form.
Yeah, maybe. Who knows, mate? Who knows?
How are you, Dan? You're growing a beard now, mate, are you?
No, just something different. I've starting to go a bit stir crazy with this isolation thing. So I just try a few different things out. No, I'll definitely not show the beard look. It's just more of a what do you call it, a chin strap?
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, something different, but yeah, it'll probably come off again.
Now, you guys have put out really good messages on Kickback Rakaz, the YouTube page, because you just want to let people know that you're still out there. Nothing's happened to you guys. Just the hunting has. Well, it's actually gone in abeyance for a while. You can't even do any sneaky stuff because if the police catch you, it's not worth the fine, is it?
No, not at all. Yeah. No, I agree with Dan.
It's a situation where basically, with the lockdown and everything and the laws, I mean, every day, you're hearing something new from the government. Okay, this is, you're allowed to do this now, or you're not allowed to do that now, or there's two people allowed to your house and yada, yada. So Pete and I have discussed it. We said, look, it's safer just to kick back, stay in our homes, stay safe, so that way we don't infect anybody else, or we don't get infected, and all that. And we thought, well, there's a few different ways and a few different videos we can do to keep our followers engaged and let them know what we're doing and what we're up to. So that's what we're starting to do now. We're starting to release a few different videos.
And this is the thing: is you're finding that you don't want those numbers to stall. You've been growing these past few months, so going to isolation and people not seeing you actually out there, doing the ghost spotting, well, that can make people think, well, you guys aren't active. So what are you doing online to keep people engaged? What do you want to get into?
What we're doing to get engaged, as you can see, we put up those messages for our subscribers and our viewers. We really, Dan and I both want our viewers and subscribers to be safe, With this whole corona thing, we've had to really redo everything with the channel because of the lockdown and stuff like that. So Dan came up with the great idea of putting up stories, true stories, like the two that are up on our YouTube channel at this point in time, are both Dan, a story from Dan that really happened to him and a story that happened from me. So basically what is in our past, if something's happened, I won't really tell you what happened with the two video story, true story videos that we've done, but go on there, have a watch of them, and it just explains a bit of what's happened to both of us in our past.
Okay.
Which is really good, because I really enjoy, and I know Dan does as well, about reading about people's stories and what's happened to them. And it's just a way for us to connect with our subscribers and our viewers. It's really important to keep that connection.
Yeah. Did I hear, Dan, you wanted to do some, ghost hunting techniques? You're willing to share some with the audience, were you?
Yeah, well, look, Pete and I were actually, we were in the processes of discussing to do a video on tips on ghost hunting, people that wanted to, find out how they go about getting into it or what it's all about. We do have some hints and tips that we can pass on to people. I've got some basic ones here ready to go if you want to hear them.
Do you have to do this whole bless yourself in the white light that I've heard people use, or is that just something they use on TV?
I think that's definitely one of those things that if you're into that and you want to go that step further, then by all means.
Well, share some tips with us then, Dan. Share some tips because people can go and see it further on the YouTube channel, but just what you've got us here, what can you tell us?
No worries. Okay, well, with the gear itself, so if someone wants to get into this and they want to start out with just the basic gear, first of all, they're going to need a torch because a lot of this stuff is done at night time, so you're going to have a torch. And if you can, have a spare one and lots of batteries, spare batteries. Another thing you're going to need is a camera, because you're going to want to be able to record the evidence. That'll either be on your phone, a camera on your phone, mm-hmm. or a digital camera of some sort, capture it for video and for photos. Because a lot of people, we take photos on the investigations we go on, because sometimes things will come up in a photo than they would a video. You know.
Yeah.
Another thing you want is some device to.
Just losing you there, Dan. What was that again, mate?
Sorry, mate. The other thing you can do is use a voice recorder app on your phone.
Now, that's an app you said you can put on the phone. What, a voice what?
Yeah, voice recorder. It's a voice recorder app. Yeah, most phones have it on their phone, the app on their phone. So you can record, you can use voice recorder. And what it's for is you just hit the record button, start asking questions. Give it about 20 to 30 seconds between the questions to be able to allow for any responses. And then you listen back to the file, and you might have something on there.
Now, this is what gets me, Dan, is that there's no mystical thing. There's no putting yourself in a trance or anything. You just go through the building or the area where you are, and you just ask straight questions. There's no magic to it, is there?
There's no magic to it, but one thing you do have to have is respect.
These, right.
You know, entities do not have to banter to you. They don't have to do what you ask them to do. We believe that how someone was in their real life when they were alive is a lot how they are in their spiritual form. So if they were a real smart aleck or even a funny bugger when they were alive, then they're going to be the same in their next form, you know. So if somebody doesn't like being told what to do, then they're not going to really be cooperative. So you've got to go in with respect. Let them know that you're there out of peace and love and respect. You're not there to harm anyone. You just want to communicate. And then get a bit of a feel. And I would suggest sit down, take a few deep breaths, get in the zone, and then go for it. Just hit the record button and just go for it. And then, you know, the longer you do it, the more chance you'll have something being caught, you know. Because that doesn't happen straight away, but a lot of the time it does happen.
I notice you guys sometimes take psychics with you. Does that give you an advantage? How does it help?
It does actually. When taking a psychic on it, they work on a completely different level to what we do, because we're just investigators and we want to investigate. They go a lot of feel and emotion and sensing a presence, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
Basically, they're good to have, because then you'll know, you'll get a feel for what the premises is doing or what the location is doing. For example, if there's an angry spirit there or a peaceful spirit there, they'll know. They'll have a feel of, like, when we did our investigation with Winter Down Under, and I'm always going to go back to this because Hayley is a psychic or a medium, and she picked up on feelings and emotions and had a spirit come to her, you know, where we don't feel it that way. She really got the information about the area, about what was residing there. So it's always good to have a psychic there if one's available to take with us. But one thing that we always do when we first get to a location is that Dan and I will go for a walk around the location to get a feel for it, because anyone will get that feel. It doesn't matter who you are. If you're in a place, and no doubt you've experienced it yourself, where you've walked around a place and you thought, ooh, this doesn't feel right to me.
Does that mean you should scarp, or if you're getting this really dread feeling of dread, should you go? Is the spirit putting a feel out there that I don't want anyone invading my space? Is that part of respect? If you feel it's bad, get out?
Yeah, for sure. We've had some places that we've investigated. I think there was one that we went to out at, I forgot where it was, but we took one of our, we took Em with us. And she was feeling really bad, and she goes, guys, we've got to leave, I don't feel right. So when we get a feeling like that, it's, of course, we're going to leave, and that was Pomona Cemetery. I remember doing that. Yeah, Dan will remember this as well. Em was feeling a real dread, and we had another friend with us there, Sarah. She was feeling real dread as well. Dan and I didn't feel it as much.
Yeah.
We backed away, took heed of what they were saying, and we left the location. But
Yeah, it comes all down to that respect. If you don't have respect for where you are, for the spirits there, you're not going to get what you want to get, you know? You're not going to find that evidence.
It's a pity we never got a chance to look around the radio station here, because that's something it's pending, and it may be the end of the year or next year before we do it. But ever since I've started talking about it and thinking about it, I suppose I've become more tuned into the building, and there is definitely something here, and I'm feeling I'm seeing it more. It's sort of out of the corner of my eye. I'm seeing things dart around and move. So I can't wait to make that happen. I mean, you've got to bring Hayley with you, because there must be something. There must be something here.
We definitely could have a chat with her and see if she could be if she is available to do that, because I know that the girls do have a lot of things that they have on their side of things, but I will get in contact with her and see what we can organise. But yeah, I am definitely, and I know Dan is as well, looking forward to coming to the station there and doing an investigation with you. What do you think, Dan?
Yeah, definitely. I think it's a great idea.
All right. We're looking forward to getting that happening. Now, if this does go on for 6 months, what other ideas you got out there that you want to, you know, give out to the subscribers and followers?
Well, basically, Pastor Pete and I doing those true story videos. So we really would like anyone who's watching our stuff or following us to send us any stories, any true stories of paranormal experiences they've had. They can send us an email to kickbackrakaz@gmail.com or send us a message through our Facebook page. Just look us up, Kickback Rakaz on Facebook. And, also they can join our Facebook group too, which is, Night Watchers Paranormal Australia on Facebook.
Yes, look of course, group, yeah.
And they can join that, and they can message us through there too. But we're looking for anybody who's got any sort of paranormal experiences they've had, and we can then turn it into a video in a story form and release that as a video. And we've actually had a good response to the two videos that we've put up so far of my story and Pete's story. So, yeah.
More of those. Maybe get Em or Hayley to share some stories if they feel comfortable.
Yeah. Oh, definitely, yeah. We've got some people lined up that are going to send some stuff through. So you'll see some more videos coming out very soon. And we'll have also other videos too that Pete and I are going to be putting out, where we've done a couple where it's basically him filming himself and me filming myself, just keeping everybody up to date with how we're going, what we're doing, and anything that we discuss.
Yeah, which is very important. There's also another sideline to your page that you don't talk about too much, the weird food stuff. Do you have time to do any more of that?
Yeah, well, that's another thing. Yeah, we Pete and I haven't had a chance to communicate and find out what we're getting to do. I've got some ideas written down that I've got to talk to Pete about and see how we can do it. We might have to do it individually, and he does a challenge on his own and I do one on my own, and we'll have to work it out. But it's a bit tricky.
Maybe do a record a Zoom chat or a Google Hangout and look at your reactions on your faces or something at the same time.
Yeah, exactly.
For sure. I don't know.
One thing, Bilko, if you have a story, mate, you want to share it on our YouTube channel, mate, send us an email and we'll get it up there, and you can be a part.
I've got a
YouTube channel page.
Not exactly paranormal, but something that's otherworldly, which I've got to sort of collate into something I can talk about. So look, that's a challenge for me down the track, which I'll do. So
that would be awesome.
All right. So Pete and Dan from Kickback Rakaz, look, the videos speak for themselves. All the links are up there on our Facebook and our website. And look, you guys keep powering on, and we'll get back and meet each other in the flesh, hopefully on the other side of this. But as we know, it could be going 6 months or more before we're allowed to be in each other's presence. But thank God we still can stay in touch. If it wasn't for this, we'd be dying, I think.
As long as you take care of yourself and stay safe, Bilko, that's what we want. And all our subscribers and viewers to stay safe and do as you're told with the social distancing and all that, because the sooner we do this, the sooner it's going to be over.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
And the thing is, and the crucial thing will be this Easter, don't go out at Easter. If anyone's, seriously, anyone who's caught doing the wrong thing deserves the fine and double, you know, demerits and all that.
Exactly right. Don't do the wrong thing. Keep everybody safe. Think of others, not yourself. You know, that's what we say. And, you know, to all of our followers, to all of your listeners, you know, we want to wish everybody, to be safe and, make sure they look after themselves, you know.
All right, Pete and Dan from Kickback Rakaz. Thanks so much, guys, and have a great Easter.
You too, Bill. Okay.